Hello?
James Rowe calling in
Atlanta. Is your senator yet?
No, sir, he hadn't called in yet.
I told him Brown this morning to name him, and he indicated he's going to.
Jim Rowe.
Yeah, I want to, as soon as you tell me you've reached Stevenson and given him this information, I want a consideration in this statement. Will you take some notes on him?
Hold on one second. Caught me without a pen. I don't have one.
Well, I'll just read it. You can remember it. You don't need a copy. You can just tell in the essence of it. With reference to selection of the candidate vice president on the Democratic ticket, I have reached the conclusion that it would be inadvisable for me to recommend the convention any member of my cabinet.
Yes, sir.
With reference to the selection of the candidate for vice president.
Yes.
I have reached the conclusion that it would be inadvisable for me to recommend the convention any member of my cabinet or any of those who meet regularly with the cabinet. In this regard, because their names have been mentioned in the press, I personally informed the Secretary of State, Mr. Rusk, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara, the Attorney General, Mr. Kennedy, of my decision. I have communicated this to the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Mr. Stevenson, and head of the Peace Corps, Mr. Shriver. In this manner, the list has been narrowed. I shall continue to give the most thoughtful consideration to the choice of the man who I will recommend, and I shall make my decision known in due course.
Yes, sir. How soon would you be putting it out?
Well, I don't know, but I want to be prepared to, so if you don't mind, call him and tell him that I have about come to the conclusion that I'm not going to recommend any of the cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I've got that. State Defense Attorney General Shriver Stevenson.
Yeah, anybody that in the cabinet or sits with the cabinet.
Yeah.
If they thought about Wirtz, he would be in. I haven't seen his name mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that, in effect, gets it down to senators and governors and so on and so forth.
Yeah. All right, sir. I had a talk with my friends today without mentioning you, but giving them pretty strongly my ideas, and I think something will be coming out of Indiana and Ohio in the next 2 or 3 days on Humphrey. First, that they're for Johnson, whoever he wants, but Humphrey would help the most. Incidentally, they did a poll. The Ohio delegation is 2.5-1 for Humphrey against Bobby.
Well, it ought to be on the ticker.
Yeah, it's coming there, and this is going to be coming out the next few days. Could I ask you one question? Did you talk to Bob Anderson yesterday?
Yes, sir.
He said he couldn't do anything until after the convention?
No, he said he couldn't do anything until I made this decision.
Yeah, because we got to get rolling before the convention.
Well, you can get rolling pretty soon. I'm going to try to see Rusk. You think Rusk's been mentioned enough to include his name in here? I don't know. We'll do it right quick, Jim.
Yeah, I'll call you back.